This recording, Hebei 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a self-private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flat jacket, picked up her kit and head for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goose. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to strut around the office like a long tick, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose was owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Comer, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently striking the goose lower back with the plume, then seeing a turn to her. Finally, she admitted either her effects were not failed in no time. The goose began to tire, so Raj was able to hold on calmer and give her a relaxed bath. On Sarah had managed to the bath the goose, she wiped her off with a clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah came for the wet dialogues. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from Hebei province, whose capital is Xiazhuang. In the past, my hometown was not big. People lived a poor life. The traffic was not convenient, and the houses were old and small. But now, everything had changed. The environment had become very beautiful. It's very easy to go shopping. You can see green trees and nice flowers here and there. People live a happy life. I want to say that my childhood is very beautiful. I come from a remote countryside, so I often did much farming work. Though there was much work I should do, I think it's meaningful. I began to study English several years ago. I know that many people are aware of the importance of learning English. For one thing, English is a working skill. For another, I can have many friends by studying English.
子曰, 学而时习之, 不亦说乎? 由烹子元方来, 不亦乐乎? 人不知而不愠, 不亦君子乎? 子曰, 士塞白, 以鄢夷蔽之, 曰思无歇? 子游闻孝, 子曰, 今之小者, 是谓能扬? 子于劝马, 皆能幼扬? 不敬何以别乎? 子曰使其所宜观其所忧察其所安人也受灾 人也受灾。